Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of God, the misconception and the question that we're going to discuss today is that are Christians polytheists? This question, of course, arises because they believe in the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, which constitutes the Holy Trinity. And if this is so, then why shouldn't they be regarded as polytheists? And it is absolutely apparent that they elevate Jesus, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be God, and similarly they regard the Holy Spirit to be almost equivalent to God, if not God himself. So why is it that we should not regard these Christians to be polytheists? Now, if we study the Quran, we'll find a very, very stark and a very blatant verdict of the Almighty written all over the Quran. There is not a single place in the Quran in which the Christians have been called polytheists. Of course, polytheists existed in the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were the idolaters of Mecca. They used to worship various idols. And of course, Christians who regarded Jesus to be the Son of God, they also existed in the times of the Prophet in Arabia. And there is not a single place in the Quran in which the Almighty has called these Christians to be polytheists. The simple reason behind this is that a person becomes a polytheist once he himself submits to polytheism knowingly and intentionally. He says that I'm a polytheist and I with all my heart and with all my mind, I believe in more than one God. This is not the case with the Christians. Although they believe in the Trinity, and of course this Trinity is something which is absolutely against monotheism, but as long as they claim to be monotheists, this debate will of course go along with them, and we shall talk to them and tell them that you are committing one of the blatant forms of polytheism or idolatry by regarding Jesus to be the Son of God. But unless they accept this fact and unless we are able to convince them, we cannot call them polytheists. And simply this is the reason that the whole of the Quran is devoid of any mention of Christians being polytheists. So it is absolutely certain that Christians, in spite of being incriminated with very blatant forms of polytheism, they cannot be regarded as polytheists unless they admit to polytheism. And this is precisely why the Quran has not regarded Christians to be polytheists. It needs to be understood that polytheism is a creed in which a person intentionally subscribes to more than one God. What we can call Christians is that if they are claiming to be monotheists, then this is a very, very wrong form of monotheism that they are forming. We can say that they have been led away. We can say that their concept of monotheism is erroneous, but we cannot call them polytheism. And precisely for this reason, all the Abrahamic religions, Muslims, Jews, and Christians, they are all called monotheistic religions simply because they follow one God. The case of a Christian is much like the case of a Muslim who, of course, at times he can go to some deity to ask for supplicating before God and making him as a mediator. Similarly, you find many Muslims who have a very flawed concept of monotheism when they go to other people and ask their desires to be fulfilled to that mediator and by reaching God to that mediator. And on a similar ground, we will not call such a Muslim a polytheist. We will, of course, say that what he is practicing is polytheism, but we cannot call him a polytheist per se. This is very something very akin or very similar to what I've just described about Christians. They are, of course, committing some very blatant forms of polytheism, but they cannot be called polytheists simply because they do not admit to this creed, and to them, what they are practicing is, in fact, a form of monotheism. So, in a nutshell, it will be wrong to call Christians as polytheists. They are primarily monotheists. Of course, their concept of monotheism is flawed. Of course, this debate will be made with them, it will be continued with them, and they shall be told that they are not following the proper concept of monotheism. But this, in spite of this, if they do not, they're not convinced, and if they still subscribe to monotheism, we cannot call them as polytheists. And as I said earlier on, this is precisely the reason because the Almighty has never called them polytheists in the whole of the Quran. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.